23rd of July 2022. My name is Terrence and this is Podka episode number 38. Let's get to it with today's topic, I see. In English.
This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai.
For further details on proficiency in English, please refer to English language requirements on the university calendar. To study at Leeds, you will need to fulfill academic entrance requirements for the course and possess an accredited English language qualification. Leeds may also accept a qualification in English from your home country, which can be found in our entry qualifications. Check out our study abroad language requirements page to see if you need to fulfill an even higher requirement. If you are unable to meet the below, you may wish to take an introductory English undergraduate or introductory English postgraduate course at Leeds Language Center to get you up to speed in the required language. If you are not able to sit TOEFL, IELTS, the Pearson Test of English, or Cambridge English, Advanced, Certificate of Advanced English to fulfill the minimum English requirements, there are alternative English programs and tests that you could take. For more details, see other ways of meeting the English requirements. If you plan to use English tests on an immigration or citizenship application, you should take one of the tests listed. You will have to present proof of your identity to the testing site before you are allowed to take your test. If your country does not have approved testing locations, you will have to go another country to take the test. If you cannot prove your identity, you will not be allowed to take the test. The details used to book your test should match those in your passport or other ID. If you are taking your tests in the UK, you may be able to use the results both in the UK and on applications abroad. You can also use tests taken abroad for applications made in the UK. Please be aware that Leeds cannot accept results of these tests which are more than 2 years old by the date the course that you are applying to starts. Please note that while we accept this test, we do not provide it nor do we administer it. The success of anything can be measured only when you use it for what it was intended for. This expression can be used in many ways, but is more relevant when someone claims something as impossible, or must not be done, for whatever reason. The phrase is a multiple word expression which cannot be explained using normal rules of English grammar because of its irregular syntax. An idiom is a phrase or an expression with a specific meaning, different from that of individual words. E.g. if someone says, "You bit off more than you could chew," they are saying that you tried something too hard. You may use this idiom if somebody in the classroom says something you do not completely believe. Giving someone the benefit of the doubt means that you trust what they are telling you, even though you think it is untrue. Two of these verbs can also function as nouns, but I am going to be talking about the three words as verbs today. Below, you will find some of the more popular English tongue twisters. Tongue twisters are not only used for children, they are also used by actors, politicians, and public speakers looking to come across as articulate while speaking. They also can help to enhance emphasis using alliteration, which is a repeating sound. English is the main language for teaching and communicating at the University of Alberta. To enhance your English skills, or learn more phrases and English idioms, book an English class today. A great course for everyone using English at work, or looking for work in an English-speaking environment. While it is really essential, and this is something that we cover in our English online course, learning idioms, expressions, and common phrases is important as well in learning languages. This expression is particularly pertinent to learning languages, since even scientists now admit a couple glasses of alcohol may aid fluency in whatever language you are studying. Long ago, the "no C's" went from being an impolite form of English to an established slang expression in the United States of America, all in the span of just a century. The phrase "long time, no see" appeared first in the Oxford English Dictionary in 1901. Today, "long time no see" is used as greetings with such widespread adoption. There is nothing that would suggest a Native American origin for the phrase, nor for the origin of the term, nor for Mandarin Chinese. As the 20th century wore on, "long time no see" began to transition from being a broken English phrase into the standard way of greeting a
long-time acquaintance. With our simple-to-use progress tracker, you can always look back and see how far you have come. See, the problem is, right now, I am actually engaged in it. Things are going to come together, you will see. I cannot see the point to spend that much on the car. Looking at that brochure, you can instantly understand what a loan would cost. Your answers to relevant questions on the application form will give you a clue as to whether the LSE will need to take English tests from you. The conditions that LSE sets will vary depending on the course. Please refer to the English test requirements table below. If English is a condition, you are advised to book a test early, so that you are not affected should any supplier need to stop tests due to COVID-19. If you did not test at the time of applying, your application may still be considered without one, but any offer of admission will be contingent upon the required scores. Used along with California accessibility to language assessments for job tests. TOEFL IBT score of 87 overall, with scores of at least 20 on listening, 20 on reading, 22 on speaking, and 21 on writing.
Episode 38 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terrence Vargas. Adios.
Podbot.ai